There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Thank you for joining us for the Heal It Show today. Today, we're going to be talking about something that most of you don't know about, but some of you are destined to go through. Wonder what that is. Well, it's called a spiritual emergency. And what is it? You know, how does this differ from common mental health issues? Well, it's definitely misunderstood in mainstream health models. And a lot of times it's mislabeled as pathological transformational experiences, but that it leaves out this spiritual part, right? You know, some people, we're not talking about like a, they used to call it midlife crisis, right? Where you all of a sudden, you know, you're depressed, you don't want to show up to work, you're going through something, you don't know what it is. It has some of those symptoms, but it's even deeper. And a lot of times, what happens is people wake up. Some people will go through this spiritual emergency when they have gotten off of drugs or addiction or something. Sometimes when something tragic happens in their lives, sometimes it just shows up. They're like, you know, I have a friend of mine that went one day, she's great. The next day she's like going through this transformation, and it's very deep and it can be very revealing to oneself when one goes through it. So it really is, you can't separate the mental, emotional side from it, but there's something transcendent about it. And I know my guest will be able to define it for you in much greater way, but what we're talking about is going through a transformation that leads to wellness, to a place of well-being. And some might call it the dark night of the soul. Well, yeah, maybe, because you're letting go of a lot. You're letting go of some old ways of thinking, of believing. Sometimes health crisis brings these things on too. So it's a experience that I believe your people that have gone through it wouldn't agree with me, but I believe you're blessed to go through it. Maybe they would on the other side. But it's something that's happening in America more and more and more. And it's not in mainstream right now. So that's why I wanted to bring it on the Heal It show and talk to you about it. Because you may have a family member, a friend, somebody you know, maybe even yourself, you know, that is going through it or may go through it. So I want you to be able to identify what this is and be able to get the help that that you'll really need to move to the next side. So that's what we're talking about today. So I'm going to take a quick break. And when I get back, I'm going to have my guest here, and we'll talk all about it. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I have my very special guest, Amy Daniels. Amy, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
For those of you that don't know Amy, she is the author of An American Awakening, The Independent Relationship of Spirituality and Mental Health, Interdependent Relationship of Spirituality and Health. Her work blends her lived experience and therapeutic insight, offering a courageous look into the phenomena of spiritual emergency. She advocates for expanding mental health conversations to include spiritual transformation and emotional integration, which is what we're doing today. You know, a lot of people don't know about even the term spiritual emergency. When did you find out about it?
Well, interestingly enough, it was, I want to say, within the, maybe about the last 7 or 8 years. So it came towards the end of my journey. You know, kind of, I was mentioning the adventure of figuring this out.
Well, you behind screen, you had mentioned to me that you went through the spiritual emergency yourself, but you know, it was pre internet time, was that it?
Yeah, yeah, you can probably Google this.
So you did this yourself. I don't know how you went through it. Were you thinking you were crazy? What was happening? Well, let's talk about your story first. What happened for you?
So at 14 years old, I feel, because mine was very much enmeshed with mental health issues.
Yeah.
So 14 years old, warning signs, you know, you could start to see, of course, people then not so informed about mental health. So there really was no one in my direct, you know, community that was understanding that what was happening were mental health issues. So, you know, I was showing things like depression and like real compulsive behavior, insomnia, you know, so just the little things, you know, there was a phase in 10th grade where I had always been very academic and my grades dropped, you know, so that was one of the very first things my parents, 10th grade, they were looking at that and they're like, this is very out of character, you know, for her. But yeah.
So were you like involved in drugs or anything like that at the time?
No, I was not. So this was happening. This was about 14 to 20 is where the little things kind of were showing up.
Yeah.
And then 20 years old was when I had the first manic episode. So I started, the instability started showing up, you know, in my psychology. So by 22, I had a what would be referred to in the mainstream as psychotic break, but it was very spiritual. One of the things that happened, I think, that made me very lucky is I had family members that around this time they had started kind of a spiritual exploration. So they were at Celebrate Your Life conferences. They had personal relationship with Debbie Ford, you know, worked with Marianne Williamson and Dr. Joe Dispenza and James Honfra. Yeah. So they had my aunt, when she was looking at what was happening and I was saying that this felt profound, she acknowledged that. So that was a really important piece that I don't think everybody has that.
Yeah.
So that really helped me to feel, I probably would have gone down the I'm insane route had I not had some validation about my experiences.
Well, Debbie Ford is a personal friend of mine. And so I know, I know her, and she,
you know, my family.
Dark Side of the Light Chasers is a wonderful book for people that are going through this, I would say.
Yeah. My family were personal friends as well. So I think they were at her wedding. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was at her celebration of life. I was there. Okay, so then what happened? What happened to you?
So it went bad. I mean, really bad, because I did not have appropriate support. I started showing up to the mental health care system at about 20 when I had that first unstable. They told me I had abnormal depression and gave a prescription for Prozac, which I ended up not taking because it made me feel sick. And then, I went to the mental health care system for about 4 years. And I would actually say, so since I've found a lot of survivor stories that people were directly harmed, you know, by what was done there, I would say that I was not directly harmed. I just was not helped. So there was nothing offered in the means of help, you know, and I kept going back. You know, my mother was trying to assist me and trying to figure out what was going on.
So what, when you said it was spiritual, what happened with the spiritual side of this?
So that it was elevated consciousness. So to me, I felt that I was moving into a realm of being super sane rather than insane. I had a...
What does that mean? Super sane? What does that mean?
Super sane, meaning that your perspective grows broader. You know, like you're seeing more. It was very insightful. Like, I remember walking into a store and being surprised at how dressed up everything is. Market and sell. You know, like, but my whole thought process, time, time, which normally I don't think about, time was fascinating. You know, like, I remember that I was like, time here seems to be moving in circles, cycles within cycles. And in my office, there's many dividers and cubicles set up. If we could raise these all up and take them away, this is the world without time. You know, so it was out, like, my thought process was just not normal. And I was journaling, you know, so I'm stream of consciousness, like,
yeah,
all these big realizations, which when you look at it, that's not crazy. It's just higher level, yeah. You know, so, but also that's not conducive to functioning, you know, yeah. If I'm trying to.
Could you function during this time? I mean, were you able to hold down a job or?
I would say off and on. So I had jobs. I was self-supporting. So there wasn't ever a time that I was not self-supporting.
Yeah.
But I did go to work not in a normal mindset and, you know, kind of plug away at what I was supposed to be doing there. I'm just trying to get through it. Because, again, I would then go back to the mental health care system and they're just not offering anything up at all. Like, there was nothing.
So how did you go through this piece in, you know, like, what were some key turning points for you? That's what I want to know. The key turning points during this process.
So there was the initial really messy part that wasn't about any turning points necessarily. It was just getting through it. So Catherine Lucas, who wrote In Case of Spiritual Emergency, she talks about that, just getting through the worst of it. Yes. And so for me, unfortunately, that did come with substance abuse. So pretty heavy. Like,
so you were self-medicating.
Oh, big time. Yeah. So, you know, there was the explosion of just.
That's the only thing that made you feel like normal. And in the beginning, it worked for you probably at first. It's not working like it does.
That's suffering. Yeah. So I did end up in rehab. So there was a stint in rehab, which, again, I reflect back on that. And I think that mental health care has come a long way from the time when I was young. When I was young, they didn't even have the mental health parity laws. So your insurance was nothing, you know. So we have evolved to some extent. I mean, we need to continue evolving, but we have to some extent. And I personally, the help was not there. So I got through the worst of it. And that included the drug abuse, the psychosis. A major turning point for me. So I do talk about, I think you probably received that, of the, you know, becoming the one. So then the delusions come, because I do not have appropriate support. I don't have a spiritual teacher, like someone guiding me in this higher level of awareness. So at that point, I become a prophet. You know, I'm the one, you know, like, now
I'm the one. Yeah.
I've really gone down, you know, to a, because this, I, you know, it's not happening to the people around you.
Yeah.
So I actually think the experiences are so powerful and so profound. That's not a crazy thought process to think that you're the one, you know, if it's not happening to those around you. But once you start to see, I had two turning points. So I had a person in my summer school Spanish class that had been diagnosed schizophrenic, but we were having these same, like, higher level experiences.
Yeah.
So to me, at that point, I made the assessment. I'm like, I think a true insanity, it's no rhyme, no reason. You know, like, if you have 100 people, it's completely different. Like, if I'm crazy, don't I have, you know, the luxury of doing or thinking whatever I want to? Like, why? Our thought processes were so in line.
Yeah.
And it was, we thought that we were the creators of the world around us. And, you know, when you move into spiritual land, that is a very normal for you to be the creator of your
right.
own. Yeah. So it was that. And then also I had a friend that had a manic episode. And this was the major one that finally killed the, like, grandiosity and the one, because I sat and I watched it, and he was having very profound spiritual experiences. He was going to start a new political party called the Spirit Party and reveal to the world that fear is a cancer poisoning society. You know, it had merit, like what he was saying,
yeah,
but it was, it's always, like, big, you
yeah,
know?
Big, yeah.
I think Ram Dass talks about, he had a brother that was in a psychiatric ward, because the brother believed that he was Messiah or Christ. And Ram Dass says, well, I believe that we're Christ too, but I think that all of us are. So going through this awakening, it's when you take your ego with you,
yeah.
right? That you end up the one. So yeah, it just was happening to those around me. And that was when I was like, this is something that happens to people. Yep. Yeah, so that was major.
Well, I think you've given us a good insight into it. I've got to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about, of course, I want to get to your book. And I want to talk a little bit about the indigenous cultures, how they view these metaphysical experiences and how you can relate that to what you went through. So we're going to do that. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I want to encourage all of you to go over to our YouTube channel right now. If you're on YouTube, great. Just click the subscribe button. If you're not, go to youtube.com/TheCourageNetwork. Don't forget that part. YouTube.com/TheCourageNetwork. So you can subscribe and you won't miss any of our shows. How cool would that be? All right. Back to my guest, Amy. All right. Wow. I bet you some of my audience is like kind of squirming a little bit because you described that so well as you're going through and, you know, some of the transcendent pieces there. You know, you had to feel, it sounds like you're in your body, out of your body, you know, a lot of things happening with that. And what were people saying around you? That was the one I wanted to ask you so that my audience can maybe hear themselves if you got somebody going through this. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I think that I was so lost in myself. It's hard for me to really remember what they were saying about what was going on. I was very good at shutting down. So I wasn't necessarily, running around proclaiming to people about what I was experiencing. So I really shut down and didn't talk. So I think that the substance abuse at that point was the main concern. So most people in my family were concerned about the substance abuse. I don't even know if they had a full grip on what was happening on the psychological side. There's a part of me that even today, if you ask them what happened, they're not really sure.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine that. And, you know, and you're just trying to feel good. I mean, I get the substance abuse. Okay. I get that. You're trying to do what you can to survive and get through this world and, you know, trying to be fit in and be a normal, person, right?
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, I get that. So, all right. Indigenous cultures, right? They have a way to explain the spiritual emergency. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't even believe it's called a spiritual emergency. You're at that point pegged as, you know, a seer or a shaman of the tribe. So if you have what we call psychotic break, which I think is, to me, it's an opening, a very powerful connection to source, which can be overwhelming when you're coming from ground zero. Like you have no spiritual education. This was not something I was seeking. So they personally will, whoever is the shaman at the time will take that individual as a student because it's looked at as a gift. And to me, that's the proper route.
Yeah.
I believe it's Gabor Mate. I think he's a psychiatrist, talks about that. So there is certain psychiatrists that are well-educated and well-versed. And he says, you know, they need a shaman or a spiritual teacher, not, you know, like a mainstream psychiatrist.
Yeah.
I don't think that you can be guided through awakening by somebody that is not awake.
Yeah.
So if
you can't. And, you know, and we have a lot of great psychologists and psychiatrists out there. Psychiatrists, of course, are more tending to, you know, give you a drug to try to, you know, mask the symptoms at some level, which, you know, for some might work, but for most doesn't. And a lot of times, I don't know, I've read a lot of the side effects of those drugs they give them, man. So like a lot of those drugs, it seems to give you the symptoms that you are trying to avoid. So you got to be careful with that. Got to read the labels, really do the search on ChatGPT or another AI app to really know the side effects of these drugs. If you're somebody that's going through this and you're doing the medication route. So you tried that medication, then you self-medicated, then you went through recovery. What happened after recovery?
So after recovery, I don't think that this is the best route. It was still somewhat in the dark, right? I didn't have people around that new spiritual emergency.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like the adventure continued. And that really is, this is what the book is. It's the adventure of continuing to put the pieces together and figure out exactly what's going on and finally make my way to be able to write a book and to be able to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, let me put that book up on the screen real quick. It's called An American Awakening and Amy Daniels. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. So how did this help you writing the book? How did this and you know, that I want to know about you, but then I'll focus on my guests, what they're going to get out of it. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it was very therapeutic to write the book, but my really what it results in is transformation. So the end of the book is when I start to come across the people that are talking about spiritual emergency and the transformative aspect of these experiences. So now it's no longer pathologized. I'm coming across people that have gone through and been transformed. Yeah. Interestingly enough, this happened in my brokerage firm. So it did feel like a bit of a metaphysical adventures where too many of the pieces fell into place a little too perfectly. But I was in my brokerage firm and a woman had come in that was a psychiatric survivor that was now considered a prophetic speaker, which of course this relates back to my early of, you know, that I think I'm a prophet. So seeing this woman being described as a prophetic speaker, she's a psychiatric survivor, labeled schizophrenic. Now she's a teacher that is renowned.
Yeah.
So now that's the very first time I saw that. Like people like me with those experiences, renowned. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because we try to, you know, label everybody, anything we don't understand. You're psychotic. You're mentally ill. You're this. You're that. You know, we got a lot of labels. Lots of labels. Okay. But you know, we are all here, growing, learning, evolving. We're all souls. We're all connected. And, you know, some are going through greater transformation at greater speeds than others. Some are choosing not to wake up at all, just to do their life, you know, go feed the dog, go to work, eat, watch football, and go do the same thing again and again. But there are a lot of people waking up today. And I don't think everybody's going to go through a spiritual emergency, quote.
I hope not.
But when we're talking emergency, what we're talking about is really an accelerated experiences that we can't understand because we don't have the language for it. We don't have the experience to be able to go through it ourselves, which is why I like, I brought Amy on the show because I want you to get her book. If you're experiencing some things you don't understand that are just seem out of the box and maybe they, quote, haven't been diagnosed yet. Okay. You know, medical science is great at diagnosing and labeling. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's true for you. And, you know, there's so many things that, you know, medical science does not understand yet. we're coming into more and more of an age of enlightenment, but we're still very much in the dark ages around the medicines and around some of the understandings, especially when you're awake, because what happens with Amy and what happens with people that go through these transitions is that they can, it's kind of weird. I'll tell you what, you know, some people become clairaudient, right? They can hear things that you don't hear. I don't hear, maybe. They become clairvoyant. They can remote view. They can go for days without eating. They can do things that are like superhuman, right? And you're like, well, what is this? And it looks sometimes, when they let go of the ego, it looks a little psychotic, okay? But they're in a place where there is no ego. They're in an egoless place, right? For whatever length of time. So that's even hard to describe. How do you describe an egoless place? I guess it's that place of oneness. Is that how you'd say it, Amy?
Or maybe pure consciousness, yeah. Like Dr. Dispenza talks about.
Yeah, pure consciousness, yeah. So, and what's pure consciousness? Well, it's truth. It's connection with everything, right? You know, you become, I would say, the center of the stars, of the planets, of the moons, of the galaxies, of the universes. You become, you know, everything looks like shining lights to you. You see it all. I mean, you become one. And so it's hard to describe, but it's real, and a lot of people have gone through it. Yeah. So. Okay, so what happened next for you? Like, okay, you're going through, you're doing, you're a financial planner going through this too. I love it because one of my
I'm a financial planner till after. Oh, so that was pretty messy. Yeah.
Yeah. One of my other friends was a health she's very high up in the health system and she's going through it, right. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm putting, you know, she's a health director. People are coming to her for answers. She's going through this. She's like, what do I do with all this? Right.
One point I want to make real quick is just that I think that spiritual emergence becomes an emergency when we don't have the proper support. My story, it doesn't need to look like that. That is a story where you have no one leading the way. There is appropriate support out there. There are people that are educated about spiritual emergency. It's just connecting, those people together. So the people that need the help with the people that are able to provide it. So I think that's really important. And that's why I think the spread of the information is super important.
That's really important. Amy, how do people get a hold of you if they want to talk to you about what they're going through?
They can go to my website, the www.profitsource.com, and that's profit, P-R-O-P-H-E-T.
Profitsource.com. Spell that again for the listening audience.
So profit, like P-R-O-P-H-E-T, source, S-O-U-R-C-E, profitsource.com.
Profitsource.com. Okay, that's good. All right, so... what else happened for you? What else is going on?
So the transformative process, I would say that there was a second. So I'd come through, I was about 26 years old when I finally came out the other end of the substance abuse and really, what would have been labeled psychosis because it was a spiritual emergency without parameter. So I didn't have a hold on what was happening and, you know, I came up with very creative explanations for what was happening to me, yeah. Which, you know, that's where it looks a little crazy. But 26, I came out the other side, then went into finance. But really, the adventure continued. Even when I was at the brokerage firm, there were things that were happening that led me back to. I ended up going back to the mental health care system. Attending an In Your Own Voice presentation where a woman that was labeled schizophrenic actually said that she thought she was going through a spiritual awakening. So this is where I realized that, you know, this is something that the mental health care system is taking and just distorting. I feel like there is a point to this. There is a point to people that go through this, that it is a transformative process when handled appropriately. I think it's in a way like LGBTQ people that, you know, it's a type of person. And just like they, you know, conversion therapy, and they were ill. And, you know, it was really what we realized is that the mental health care system harmed them.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's kind of the same scenarios. We're taking these sensitive, metaphysically inclined people and harming them. And then, you know, we've got these horrible outcomes, and then we're saying they're violent people. And yeah, it's,
no, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you bring up the LGBTQ issue, and, you know, at one point I didn't know whether I was a male or a female. I went through that. I didn't know. I didn't experiment with guys, and you know, I wasn't feeling like that's what I wanted to do, but I really questioned that myself. Right. And I was, that was part of, as I was waking up. And I believe my point here is this, is that I believe a lot of people that, like you just said, are intuitives, they're empaths, they're individuals that are sensitive. We might use that word, sensitive, meaning that they are very sensitive to people's emotions, people's feelings. They're sensitive to energy. They're sensitive to sunlight. They're very aware. And when you put that person in the world, and you know, there's nobody talking to that person, right? They don't know what's going on. They, you know, they're given rules and regulations and how to work through the life, and, you know, grow up, go to college, get a job, and what have you. And these artists, these creatives, these intuitives, have a very difficult time adjusting to the way this particular society is. A lot of them have, but a lot of them, it's hard because they come in that way. And, you know, when we can understand that everybody's got their own gifts and talents and abilities, including those that have been labeled, quote, psychotic. You know, when you label somebody, by the way, the medical community, I love the medical community, you know, but I also know that, you know, that there are people out there that'll label you, that'll give you a medication, give you an injection, and that's how they make money. Okay. They diagnose, they make a lot of money diagnosing people. Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to pay attention to that. You got to be aware of that. And, you know, it, here's what I've learned. Okay. Is if you go to your doctor and you say, do you know how to cure this? And he says, no, believe him. Okay. Find the people that have gone through this experience, like Amy, and that could guide you or show you the people that can guide you, you know, through these situations, so that you're not feeling like a victim. You're not feeling like this is going to be the end of my life. This is the way it is. I'll always be that way. You don't have to feel that way. There's hope here, and you can definitely get the help you need if you're going through something you don't understand, or nobody around you understands. Did anybody understand you, Amy?
No.
Nobody, right?
Definitely not. It was very much in the dark. So,
yeah. Very much in the dark, you know, but people don't have to be in the dark. All right.
No, they do not.
When people read your book, oh, I have a question, right? So when they read your book, what are they going to walk away with? An American Awakening. It's on the screen.
So I think
Amazon.
A couple of things. Yeah, there's a couple of things. So one of them is the fragmentation of the mental health care system. So just kind of a quick recap I'm going to give you here are the labels, and this is in the book, that from the beginning of the story, because you go on this adventure with me, the labels that I get at some point or either come across that are lining up with what I'm experiencing was abnormal depression, bipolar disorder, mania or manic episode, psychosis, non-ordinary states of consciousness, schizophrenia, kundalini awakening, spiritual emergence or spiritual emergency. So it's really being sprinkled. I've actually come across a number of people that have had ADHD as well, that it's end up spiritual emergency. So it can fall under so many different labels. So the understanding of that, I also, there's a couple of things like as far as the choice. So the system that we have right now in place with the labeling or the diagnostic, which oftentimes does result in medication, I think the choice is really important there, because I have a friend that has these experiences that has no desire to go through them. None whatsoever. It scares the bejesus out of him. He doesn't want anything to do with it. He wants the medication. Just like it's called non-compliance for people to not take meds, I don't think that there should be a, you know, the choice taken away for people that want to do it. So,
Yeah, again, another label, non-compliant. Oh, you're non-compliant. You know, really, can we let go of that label? You know, it's like, well, okay, so what's the highest and best for the patient? What's highest and best? Okay, I, you know, you have to ask that as a doctor. Okay, that's what I know. And you have to ask that yourself. What's highest and best for me here? Okay, if you're not, listen, poor choices leave clues. Poor diagnosis leaves clues. Poor medication leaves clues. You end up feeling worse than you did before. It's very simple, okay? So if that's your path, if you're feeling worse, you nothing's changing, you're not growing, you're not evolving, so you're just kind of stuck in this system, you got to take charge. You got to take charge. You have to take charge and say to yourself, okay, I am in charge of my life. I am in charge of my body. Nobody else is in charge. And I'm choosing to find the solutions to heal my body, heal my mind, heal my emotions so that I can live a beautiful life, right? And there is no normal here, okay? You know, there are, I know a lot of psychics, okay? I just happen to know those. I know a lot of readers. I know a lot of channelers. I know a lot of people that know things that most people just don't. Right. And, you know, for years, they've been afraid to put themselves out in the world because they'd be judged. They'd be criticized. They'd be attacked on social media. Right. I'm hoping we're coming into a space where we can start to allow the gifted people that really have gone through some spiritual awakening to be out in the world. And, you know, you always got to trust your own intuition. Okay. But don't be afraid to go out and get a reading or visit a shaman or go to a new church or experience something that you haven't experienced, right? If you can't do that, that just means that you're totally programmed into one form of thinking and you're, you know, what you have are limitations on yourself and in, on your life. So if you want to let go of those limitations, it's time to awaken, right? So Amy went through her awakening, and I'm hoping that my audience is listening to me here. So let me ask you, practical tools for spiritual awakening, right? Spiritual crisis, I guess, but spiritual awakening, practical tools, Amy.
Okay. Yeah, so actually that is how the book ends. So in the after I've seen this woman speaking in my brokerage firm, in my mind, it gave me permission to be me, right? So I've kind of, I went into hiding. So you did ask about the after the awakening because I didn't feel like it fit. So you talk about, you know, these psychics and the people with the gifts. Like I didn't really know where this story or where my gifts fit. So it was really important when that woman came in because it gave me permission or allowed me to, you know, let myself speak and to teach. So the practical tools, I actually have a 5-step process that I will be teaching, and virtual classes will be available. And then I hope to do in-person classes as well. And this is outlined in the book. So it's the elixir of the hero's journey. So quick recap of what my healing process looked like was the identifying location of thought and emotion, regulating connections and relationships, integrating consciousness, recognizing behaviors of the unexamined mind, and then finally, living mental health as a lifestyle. The quick point on that, mental health is oftentimes so abstract. Like, what does that mean?
I really love that. Listen, I do have to take quick breaks. So let me get this bit in, and then we'll come back and let's answer that. Okay? We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We're talking about spiritual emergency, and we're on a roll here. I really like where we're going. Go ahead and answer that last question.
So I think we were talking about how mental health is oftentimes so abstract. Like, what does that mean? Good.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean? Yeah.
Mind, mental health. So in my book, I go through and I pretty clearly define, and then I'll do more so in my classes, in the virtual classes and hopefully in-person teaching, about what it really means. So a lot of this I have taken. It was a conference that I attended. This is part of the story. I went to an integrative mental health conference in 2010 with Andrew Weil and Dr. Dan Siegel and many other brilliant professionals that were stepping forward, acknowledging that the mental health care system needed to evolve. So I was actually at that conference, which was quite a treat. And they do say 2050, by the way, everyone, if you're wondering, by 2050 is when the new paradigm should be in place. So that's going to include spirituality, transformation, mind, body, all of it. So when I was there, that's where I learned a lot of Dr. Siegel's definition of what mind is, what mental health is, what psychological dysfunction. So it's defined in the book, and it really ties beautifully into the processes that I created. So it fits together like puzzle pieces.
Love that. All right, I'm gonna stick that book on the screen one last time here, so that you can all check it out here. And I hope that you'll go and get it. Again, it's An American Awakening, Amy A. Daniels. Amy A. Daniels, American Awakening. I hope you'll go get that book. Amy, and let me mention my guest. You mentioned Dr. Bernie Siegel. He's been on the show a couple times. He's coming back again. And by the way, for any of you that do subscribe to our YouTube channel, his shows are up there. Dr. Bernie Siegel, and he's a profound man. He's in his 90s now, and he's just as brilliant as he ever was. So I hope you'll check that out.
It was actually Dr. Daniel Siegel. So I know Bernie.
Yeah, I thought it was Bernie Siegel.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, Dr. Daniel Siegel. Yeah, he has the Mindsight Institute. Yeah, he's a mental health guru.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I benefited just by attending a conference.
Yeah, they kind of both are. So, it made a lot of changes in this world. Well, you are too, Amy, and I'm so glad you've been on this show. Any final thoughts for a guest?
I think that my final thought, so someone had asked me what I hope people get from the book, and it's just that transformation is possible. And the other thing that is really important to me, because you will see that I loop several people, throughout the book, is just, the issue of the ups and downs of life and understanding that it's normal and it's part of life, and to never end the story on that down note, and to know that the chapters ahead of you might be the most joyful and amazing. So never end that story prematurely my hope that people will receive that message.
That's a great message. I love that message. Amy, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank all of you here for joining us on this edition of Heal It. You know, you can pretty much heal anything. Just get on the journey, get on the path, and no matter what it is, if you tune in, ask, what are the next steps? What are the next steps? What are the next steps? You can definitely heal what's going on in your life and live joyfully and free. Take care. Till next time.
time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.